Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. I'm going to continue today one more time to talk about the nature of the battle that we're fighting right now, the extraordinary shaking that's going on in the nations, and the troubling and the stress that's growing in the nations. And we feel it here deeply in the United States on a political level, economic level, social level, spiritual level. It's really present. And everybody's waiting to push the button to reset to get back to normal. And as much as I desire that, I don't think that's going to happen for some time. And we need to understand that the Lord is here and that the Lord is in this. And the Lord is permitting this to happen because he wants the nation and the nations to be shaken. When God does that, he shakes the nations to wake them up. And to wake them up to what? To the reality that they're turning away from him, they're drifting away from him, that they're sliding into darkness, that they're turning away from life and light. The Father made us. He knows us. We're made for him. The only way to human happiness, ultimate fulfillment, is the radical love of God. Love God first and love your neighbor. To live in love. God is love, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And all that is, the whole creative order comes from God's creative love. And he created human beings in his own image and likeness to share that and to come into and share the love he has between the Father and the Son. And he has declared, as the Psalm 2 tells us, that the nations belong to his Son. All of creation was made for him and by him. The nations belong to Christ. And the temptation is, time and time again, for the kings of the earth, the powerful, to set themselves against God. We're going to build our own Tower of Babel. We're going to build our own world. We don't want this religious reference. We don't have to want to be subject to God. And the kings of the earth sort of pound their chests before God, but that never works. God is great, and we're not. The nations of the earth are a drop in the bucket. I mean, one of the reasons God created this awesome cosmos and given us the capacity and power to develop more and more means by which we can observe it and see how huge it is and how magnificent and beautiful and powerful and awesome and frightening it is. God gives us that to remind us who we are. Yes, he loves us and we're made in his image and likeness, and he made it that we could rejoice in it. But it's also there as a teacher to remind us of really how small we are and how great God is, and how absolutely insane it is to oppose God in any way. To reject God, friends, is not just an exercise in personal freedom, which I guess it is, but it's a wicked and an evil thing. People don't accept that anymore, but just celebrate whatever reality other human beings want to create. We can't control people. We can't force people, but we certainly can't celebrate and affirm people. And because why? Because we're not loving them when they make those kinds of decisions, when they say, let's just basically shut down the God thing, or let's live in a way that's radically, let's reshape him. Let's reshape who Jesus is. Let's create a God who fits the life we want to live, the lifestyle we want to have, and the power we want to exercise, and the worldview we want to create. There's a great deal of bondage in the midst of all this liberation talk and transformation, cultural transformation talk that's going on in society today. It's a lie. There is no freedom, friends. There is no hope. There is no actual social order and peace apart from a body of people who live at least in a common agreement to respect God and nature's God. Doesn't mean everybody has to be Christian. It'd be wonderful if it was true. But we cannot ignore God's order and not experience the disordering consequences that come as a result of turning from him. There's only two kingdoms. There's the kingdom of light. There's the kingdom of darkness. There's no third way. There's no neutral way where we can all meet. It's going to be peaceful. That's called utopia. Utopia means nowhere. There is no such place. And every time human beings, the powerful that rise to the top, that want to be in charge, and they definitely don't want to listen to God. When they rise to the top, they say, we'll fix it for you. We're going to create this utopia. And what that means is a few people dominate everybody else. I mean, that's the Marxist utopia, so to speak, we saw in the 20th century, what we're seeing in China now and other places. I mean, it never works. It never works. But the key thing, I mean, civilizations do come and go. I mean, our civilization here in the United States and the West, it's worth defending. It's worth laying hold of it and going back to the roots, going back to what is good that's there, turning back from this stuff and trying to stand against and resist corruption. Absolutely, it's worth it. But there's no promise that the United States is going to last forever. Only the church. And what the United States most needs is for the church to be healthy, is the church to be radically in love with Christ, just to be animated and free and filled with the love of the Father, living a countercultural lifestyle, a community in love, passionately in love with Christ, walking out the Beatitudes, walking out the lifestyle that Jesus himself lived. I mean, the Beatitudes are just a description of Jesus, really, and how he lived and how he's calling us ourselves to live, to walk in his footsteps. Kind of the central point of this week has been to talk about and try to discern the signs of the times and hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. And I just want to end by reflecting briefly on some prophetic words. You know, the church does believe in prophecy, and the church says, you know, test everything. Don't despise prophecy, Paul tells us, but test it and cling to what is good. There's some prophetic words that the Lord gave, I believe, to the church. And back in 1975, a word from Ralph Martin, a prophetic word that he gave in Rome in 1975 at the first ever international leaders meeting. I think it was leaders meeting of the Catholic Charismatic Renewal, just a movement just 7 years old, less than a million people in the world were participating in it at the time. It was just a fledgling thing. And people are saying, what is this? Is this authentic? Is it real? It needs to be discerned. And how does it get discerned in the Catholic Church? Well, one of the key people who discerns it is Peter, is the Pope. And they met in Rome. And Pope Paul VI came and spoke to them and said, this is a chance for the church. This is a sign of the church in movement. This is a sign, this is an answer to the prayers of even of the Second Vatican Council, which prayed for the grace of a new Pentecost. But one of the most, it was an enormously, I wasn't there, I was still in high school, but people who were there described it as just an amazingly joyful period of time. But at the last day in St. Peter's, after Mass, there was a sharing of prophetic words. And I want to read this word that Ralph Martin gave at the time. And, you know, sometimes part of testing prophecy is, you know, there's different ways, but also who gives it, right? The maturity, the person, the situation that it's in. It's being confirmed by people who are present. Is it consistent with the discernment of other people? That kind of thing. And does it stand a test of time? So here's what it said. It says, because I love you, I want to show you what I'm doing in the world today. I want to prepare you for what is to come. Days of darkness are coming upon the world. Days of tribulation. That was 1975, right? Buildings that are now standing will not be standing. Supports that are there for many people, for my people now, will not be there. I want you to be prepared, my people, to know only me and to cleave to me and to have me in a way deeper than ever before. I will lead you into the desert. I will strip you of everything that you are depending on now, so you depend just on me. A time of darkness is coming on the world. A time of glory is coming from my church. A time of glory is coming from my people. I will pour out on you all the gifts of my Spirit. I will prepare you for spiritual combat. I will prepare you for a time of evangelization that the world has never seen. And when you have nothing but me, you will have everything. Lands, fields, homes, brothers and sisters, love, joy, peace, more than ever before. But be ready, my people. I want to prepare you. Father Michael Scanlon also gave some powerful prophecies, one in 1976 and one in 1980. The one he gave in 1976 was Ralph Martin reflected on a YouTube video in more depth that you could go to on our website. Almost, I think, about 250,000 people have actually seen that video. Just go to renewalministries.net and go to our YouTube channel there. Here's some of the words from that prophecy. Father Michael, of course, was the president of Franciscan University of Steubenville and a great leader. He said, "Son of man, are you willing to see the crime and lawlessness in your city, streets, towns, and institutions? Are you willing to see no law, no order, no protection except that which I give you? When you see it all shut down, when you are prepared to live without these things, you will know that I am making ready." This is just a couple lines from the prophecy where Father Mike goes on and on again. We're going to see crime in the streets. We're going to see our churches shut down. We're going to see all kinds of things that we're actually seeing today. And he said, when you see these things, you'll know that I'm making ready. Making ready for what? I think very much related to the word 1 year earlier from St. Peter's that Ralph gave, that the world is entering into a time of really darkness and tribulation. What did Jesus say? In this world, you will have tribulations, but be of good cheer because I've overcome the world. God's judgment comes. God's judgment is, you might say, the fire of God. The fiery judgment of God does two things. It comes to burn away and take away all that hinders love, and it comes to set human hearts on fire with the love of God. God has to judge, and this is one of the things that a prophecy in 1980 that Father Mike gave as a follow-up, and I would say these three prophecies that came through the International Catholic Charismatic Renewal by two of its really key tested leaders are prophecies that have stood the test of time. And here's what Father Mike said: What I have not accomplished through the period of blessings and gifts, I will accomplish through a period of judgment and purification. My church is desperately in need of this judgment." Well, what he was saying there was the blessings and gifts. Remember, I was saying in 75, the movement was young. People were coming alive in the faith. The baptism in the Holy Spirit was a reality that so many people were experiencing across the world, less than 1 million people at that time, and now over 120, 125 million Catholics around the world have been touched by this grace that recent popes have called, you know, a current of grace and a gift for the church. And there's an awakening to the majesty and lordship of Jesus Christ and a reemergence of spiritual gifts that many Catholics have just never recognized. I mean, they're in the scriptures and other things, but this gifting and grace that led to lots of genuine conversion and lots of mission. I think so. Father Mike is saying, what I have accomplished, the Lord's saying, what I've accomplished through a period of blessing and gifts, I will accomplish what he hasn't accomplished through that. He said, I will accomplish through a period of judgment and purification. Friends, we are, I believe, in that period of judgment and purification. And the prophet Amos said, God always reveals his secrets to the prophets. And I believe we received clear warning from the Lord at a time of darkness and tribulation. But it's going to lead to a time of glory for the church. And so right now, what the church needs to do in this moment, what we, the church, need to do is to trust God, surrender to God, repent where we need to repent, get ourselves aligned with God, bow down before the Lord in humility, right? And receive from the Lord, receive the purifying fire that the Lord wants to bring to get us to a place of radical love for God and a purification that'll help us love our neighbor. It's an incredibly important time, friends, in our life and the history of the church, in the life of our country. And the answer is Jesus Christ and our radical surrendering to him in power and walking now in faith and courage. God bless you. Have a great weekend.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.